T plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Lowcountry Male, making men men again since 2016. Lowcountrymale.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top 5 dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife, Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce to the best meat in town to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Texas says we may not know a lot yet, but Jake Wallin does look good. Yeah, Jake's a good player. I mean, and I think he fits really nicely with Nick Davidson. If you notice that most of the threes that Jake Wallin has hit have come off Nick Davidson passes. Ball goes into the low block. Davidson throws it back out. Again, Davidson is a really good natural passer, and he looks to fire guys. The other thing is, Wallin is a really good cutter. He moves away from the ball, too, so he's active. Look, he's an athletic 6'10 guy, and that's unique. And if he can consistently hit the three, he's going to be a problem because, again, look, the projection for him, especially against the better teams Clemson plays, is that he's playing a three. All right, so he's going to be a big three. 6'10 is a big three. So if he can consistently hit threes, and he's going to be guarded presumably by smaller defenders, he's going to be a problem, again, especially when you consider his ability to cut away from the ball and make basket cuts. And again, with Davidson's ability to find him in either capacity, which is why Davidson is so important. Look, I think as we move forward with this team, I think the star of this team is going to be Nick Davidson. I think there are a lot of other pieces that are going to be that are going to produce numbers, but I think Davidson is a guy who is going to need to touch the ball. Between his experience, his ability as a passer, his versatility as a scorer, his ability to get to the line, I want a lot of my offense to go through Davidson wherever he is on the court. And I think you're going to see more of that moving forward. That would be my expectation. And I think Jake Wallin will be a beneficiary of that. And again, I really like Wallin. I think Wallin is a unique guy at 6'10". Very unique. Looper and Orange Tiger coming right now. Looper, how are you there, Looper?
Yeah, he looked fine last night and went a little lull there. Boy, about 6 minutes something ago when he called that timeout. It seemed like he must have lit some fire under somebody's butt because they come out, went on a 14-0 run and finished it on out running.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to part of history. I forgot about what Monday was. Was the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You know, remember Gordon Lightfoot song?
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I was sitting here watching the documentary on it. I forgot all about it being its 50th anniversary. You know, they still they try on this doc, don't know what happened. People don't understand. Them Great Lakes are not as worse as an ocean.
That's true. That's why they're the Great Lakes.
Yeah, when I was back to many days ago, we was up there at Fort Drum doing some maneuvers out there across to Fort Drum. It's like, you know, I was right on the Canadian border, and we was doing some exercise with some Canadians and all that and over. And me and a couple of our friends went fishing one. We had a 3-day off. We went on one of them lakes up there at Lake Erie. And I'm telling you, you get out in the middle of them lakes. I mean, we was out there like 3 nights. Something like that, 3 days. I mean, you don't see no land, and it can get dangerous.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt about that at all.
Yeah, but I'm watching this, and the person, you know where they got their digital model for that they used on this, and then the model, digital model they made, which they're going to send back to Clemson. It was from the Clemson Engineering School.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
How about that?
Yeah, that's what they said in this little documentary. Yeah, the people that done it was Clemson Engineering School with digital, you know, what do you know, like the animation, then the digital model they made.
Yeah.
They said, well, we'll have to send that back. Oh, and another thing, Obeck, you know, when he threw that interception, he might be part of some of these players that's throwing. I mean, you notice they caught 6 players that's been suspended indefinitely. Basketball players.
So you think Carson Beck is
as many? It could be as more as 30 more. They're gonna get a hold of, and these players. All this happened last year, but they since then been kicked off team. They got permanent banned from any kind of NCAA. And then the guy reading that, but they got probably 30 or more that they already got on the hook, and then they're going
to... Yeah, some are saying it's going to be 100 or more. I think that we have a major, major problem in athletics right now in terms of the integrity of the sports, and I think college basketball is the worst among them.
Well, it won't take... But it might take them another 6 months. They're going to find out some of the college football calls.
Oh, yes.
The names of these players... You know, since you got this great NIL, you know, which you can ride around in a Lamborghini, don't have to go to school, you know, and go and got $10,000 rings on your fingers, and you ain't done nothing, earned nothing,
Get your girlfriends, and your boys to place bets on your under numbers, lower.
But then you got Michigan get caught, you know, doing their little thing, cheating. Nobody, oh, we can't do nothing. The players, they not, we can't danger these little boys. They ain't boys. They men. They know the responsibility of cheating, especially Harley Ball. You know.
Hey, listen, when it comes to the gambling thing, these people need to go to prison. Prison needs to be a part of this.
Well, what Harbaugh and them done for 3 years, that's prison. That's a felony.
Yeah. Well, you know, messing with the integrity of the game and throwing sports is also a felony, and you used to go to prison for these things.
Remember back in the 50s when they had a powerhouse in NCAA, a little old college up out of New York City College. Yeah. Boy, yeah. They put City them college under a big,
yeah, yep.
Threw them down. But like I said, these games I've been watching, it's been funny how teams, you know what somebody's doing. like old South Carolina and his Beamer team when they played Tennessee, you know, scored 9 touchdowns, but 3 games before that, they couldn't score but 16 points in 3 games. Boy, that game they went lighting up down the field with their little pads on.
Yeah.
You know, but the whole, some of these teams are doing this because you don't know. I mean, some of these plays is wide open and stuff. It's like they know where to be at the time. And when you can cheat and got away with it, now anybody can cheat. Cause what, hey, if you get caught, what you going to do? NCAA said, well, we can't do nothing to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're getting these basketball players. I never know. They probably some football players that might be popping up in 6 months. We'll just take it out there.
Yeah, thank you, Looper. Yeah, I don't think there's any question there's going to be. I mean, you have a dilemma, and the dilemma are the prop bets. I mean, that's the dilemma. And that's a relatively new age thing. I mean, this didn't happen a million years ago. You couldn't place those kind of bets. And that's why this thing has exploded. It's not just there's more eyes on it now. It's that there's way more of it. It has proliferated at a unparalleled rate. I mean, that's where we are. And I think we are naive to the level that this is going on. It's just too easy. It's too easy for a player on some random team to have his friend or somebody he knows go bet money for them on his numbers to go under. And then he just develops a fake injury, takes himself out of the game, or just, you know, misses shots on purpose, whatever. He's effectively throwing the game. I mean, he's participating in effectively throwing the game. And at that point, this should not just be a situation where you get expelled. And it should be a situation where you go to prison. Because, again, that's how it used to be. There was a guy named Kuhn who played for Boston College back in the late 70s, maybe 79. I think Rick Kuhn. I think it's K-U-H-N. He was involved in a gambling scam. And he got involved with mafia people, and he was caught, and they were caught, and he was sent to prison, federal prison, for 10 years. Now, it got bartered down to like 4 or 4.5, but dude went to prison, and prison is the only way you're stopping this stuff. It's not enough to just excommunicate them. It's got to be more than that if you want to stop it. Look, I'm concerned. I mean, you have the new president of the NCAA who is trying to tell these gambling outfits that, look, man, we love our relationship with you people, but we need you to not offer prop bets. Well, good luck with that, because the gambling institutions are making a boatload of money with that, so they're not going to agree to that. But that's the problem. It's the prop bets and what you do about that. And I don't know how you police it, especially because Vegas used to be the central policing agency, okay? Now it's so spread out at so many of these different gambling organizations, legal gambling organizations, without even considering the illegal ones. And I just don't know. I don't know how you control it. I don't know. You have to look for consistency of pattern with players doing these type of things. And again, these players are going to learn that they're never going to play basketball again. But, you know, maybe they basically don't mind that trade-off, because most of them know they're not going to pro basketball. But then the other part is you've got professional athletes doing it as well. We had a major scandal in Major League Baseball where two big names for the Cleveland Indians are going to friggin' prison. I mean, one's in federal custody already, and the other's going to be in custody as soon as they find Class A. Orange Tiger and then Tar Heel Chad. Orange Tiger.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, Orange Tiger, good to have you.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I want to talk about basketball first,
yeah.
Clemson basketball, and then I'm going to ask you a question about football. But, man, I watched all three of these games. I know you're saying, hey, now, this is not, you know, the best of the best. We're not playing the best of the best yet. But I'm looking at this team, I'm like, wow, this is the biggest Clemson basketball team I've seen in a long time. And then the one thing I'm really excited about is we're really getting a lot of rebounds. defensively, and I saw, we're in the paint
last night,
making plays in the paint.
Look, last night, most of the game you got out-rebounded by a smaller team who was killing you on the offensive glass. So,
but I'm talking about the overall for all three games. But I mean, we're really getting some points in the paint though, and we're pretty big.
Yeah,
and
look,
that's awesome.
It's a big team, and with most of those guys, there's a lot of athleticism. Nick Davidson is a different type of player. He's more a Danny Ferry type of player. But when you have Jake Wallin, and when you have Carter Welling, and you have R.J. Gottfried, these are big, powerful athletes, and they can all move. They're all athletic. And there are a lot of interesting pieces, but all I'm telling you is this is not going to be all smooth sailing. There are going to be some losses.
I know that, man. I'm excited. I've never seen a team, our team, this big, and our bench is really good. You know, so you got some other guys going to get some reps, and these other guys don't get so tired. And then I guess the only criticism I could say at this point, or critique, I guess you would say, is that, we don't know who's going to be able to make those three-point shots yet. We don't know. I mean, because we don't have a really consistent three-point shooting at this point. But, that's what I've been seeing.
I don't think from a percentage standpoint they've shot it great yet, but I'm not especially worried about that because I think you have big guys who can shoot the ball that you can run offense through. I think Porter can shoot the ball. I think as the season goes on, this team's going to get better in that regard. And I think they're going to get to the free throw line a lot. So I think that's a strength too. I mean, there are a lot of positives. All I'm advising people is don't look at those three opponents and think that means anything, because it doesn't.
No, I'm not judging on that. I'm very optimistic by seeing our size. I think we're going to be able to really put it on some people in the paint. I feel that way. I mean, watching that, I love the ball movement. I've been seeing a lot of good ball movement. There's a lot of good there that we're seeing on these three, more than bad to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I've said, I'm really excited about this team. I think it's the most interesting team we've had here in the last 4 years. And that includes all the winning. But I'm just advising people, because I got a lot of people writing me saying, well, if this is the best team ever and that kind of stuff, I don't know that it's going to be that, but I'm excited to see how this team progresses and what it looks like. But this is all, again, trust me, this is all part of the developmental stage and the learning each other and the feeling out process and the coaches learning this team. And it's going to take at least 10, 12 games before you get closer to coming up with some sort of answer as to how it all shakes up. Orange Tiger, I got to run. Good talking to you. Thank you. Tario Chad, you're up first when we get back. Texter said, Ramona, Texter 419 says, only allow overs and prop bets. At least they have to try to win their bets. That's a good point. No more unders allowed. Quick break.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Face Home Co.com's the place. Plumbing, heating, air with a friendly face. Electrical, too. They've got your back. Ace Plumbing Electrical. Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Electrical components are out of sight and out of mind, but hidden dangers can lead to melted components or worse, a house fire. Davis Services is passionate about ensuring their customers are safe in their home. That's why they are offering their electrical safety inspection for the low cost of $139. They utilize the latest technology to find potential hazards, including those hidden behind the wall of your home. Call Davis Services today to ensure your electrical service in your home is safe. Call 864-578-9233 today.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Hawk here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping. Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s, you splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So, I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile! Thanks, Zoe!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and four eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end in balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 256 gigabytes, $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, Chad, I'm coming right to you, Bengal John. You know, the ACC in basketball last night, pretty good night. Louisville over Kentucky, some other really competitive performances by Florida State at Florida, and by Wake Forest in a game played out in Michigan, not in Michigan's home court, but played out in Michigan, and so Wake Forest, obvious road team, against a Michigan team that people have ranked number 6 in the country. I don't think that team is 6 in the country. And Wake was down 13 at the half, came back to take a 7-point lead, I think. I think it was 77-70. I watched every second of that game. And Michigan came back and won the game at the end. Wake had a shot at the buzzer to win. They were down 1. I would have wanted the ball in Colvin's hands, personally, for that shot. But that's not what they did. And it really felt like in the second half, Wake was the better team. I think that means two things. One, I give Wake a lot of credit for going on the road in a hostile environment and playing a big-time opponent. And I thought Wake looked really good. So, again, I think it builds the early ACC case, even in defeat. You know, people won't remember that later, and you actually have to win some of these games. But the ACC does look way better than it looked a year ago. There's no question about that. I mean, it's early, and we need to see them do more, and you need more tangible results and maybe not give away a game late that they sort of had. The other part of that is this thing with Michigan at 6. I mean, if Michigan's the 6th best team in the country, we have a problem, because I don't see that. And I know that the announcers are all giddy over Mara, the 7'3", 4 dude from Spain, etc. I mean, honestly, to me, he's just the big stiff. I mean, yeah, he changed some shots. Of course, he's 8'12". Ramona just looked up with 8'12". She doesn't know what to make of that. Dario, Chad, and Bengal John. Chad, how are you, Chad?
Yeah, I want to talk on the basketball, but I wanted to touch on the gambling stuff, yeah, because I think it's the a guy who, first of all, I enjoyed the organized crime aspect of it and follow it pretty intense. So I would say this, and I hear this narrative, even hear it on the four-letter network, that it's mostly small schools, especially on the basketball side.
Yeah.
But you would be an idiot to not think that it is not rampant across the power of 4 or 5 in football and basketball. Because you don't hear football a lot. Basketball gets a bad rap.
We have star Major League Baseball players, Chad. Yeah, we're throwing names.
That's my point.
I mean,
so.
And by the way, and Chad threw their careers away. Those dudes are going to friggin' prison. They threw their lives away. For what?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, obviously if someone is at, you know, Wright State and is doing it, I just think I hear this narrative, and quite frankly, I think there's about to be more players, pro and professional, about to be brought up. I was just listening to something through Fox News, and they were talking about there could be as many as 30 players, and I think outside of Philly and in Florida, they're going to be the next shoe to drop before the end of the year. So anyway, I hear that. It drives me crazy because it's not just the small school or the individual. It's not. To your point, there's two people that are about to go to prison, and there may be others, professionals, that are going to prison, right? There's people that are already indicted. Right.
Yeah, and so, what that means, I guess, is that they just have an illness, because I don't know how else you explain why a Major League Baseball pitcher of significant ability would just risk throwing their whole career away. And it makes you wonder what are lesser guys doing. And I do think, Chad, there was a time in history where, you know, when most of this was done through illegal means. In other words, a player on a small school, because most of it at one point was smaller schools, although it
right.
was, but because you didn't have the prop bets. And I think that's what's really changed the whole nature of this. But I think that, you know, you get a player at a small school and who's gambling. And he's a bad gambler because virtually everybody's a bad gambler. And so he gets caught and he owes them. He bets with a bookie and he winds up owing $2,000 or $3,000. And the bookie says, look, man, the only way you're getting out of this is if you throw the game.
Yep.
And that's the old way of doing it. And it's still being done. But the prop bet thing has really changed the nature of this because it's made it way easier for just every average Joe playing basketball around the country, or Jill, to have friends go place bets on them, and then they just tank. And
I mean, just look where we live now. Now you can go to right up the road in North Carolina and put a legal prop bet. Obviously you can do illegal prop bets all over the United States, right? So that's the other issue. Louisville last night, I mean, Kelsey, obviously it's sort of like everybody else, sort of like they've built a roster, they're paying very well.
Yeah, best team money can buy.
Louisville's
the Texas Tech of basketball.
Yeah, I know everybody loves Duke, and I think Duke's really good. I think UNC has a chance to be definitely better than they've been in the past couple of years for sure. Louisville, though, to me, and that's early, look different than the other teams in the league, even Duke included.
Agreed.
I just think, don't you think so?
Yep, agreed. Yep, I think that they're the team to beat. I do. I think they're the team to beat. And
like national, I think they're definitely like Final Four good, personally. But, I mean, and again, things can change, injuries. But what he's done there, and you know, obviously they sucked before. I mean, they were awful. Think about how Louisville was just a couple years ago.
How about Michigan, Chad? You buying Michigan? I'm not buying Michigan.
My little LA Cadeau, we got rid of one 5'10 guy with hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
We sent him to Michigan.
That's right. Elliot Cadeau is, for those who don't know, he's playing at Michigan with the giant Mara from Spain, the 7'3", 7'4", dude. And again, all I heard last night was how Mara changed every shot. Yeah, okay, whatever. I just think he's like a 7'3", 7'4", stiff. I mean,
he's Wemby light.
Well, No. Look, I may not think Wemby is Wilt Chamberlain, but Wemby has talent. This dude is just 7'3". You know.
What about Florida State last night down in Florida?
I mean, I thought that was really impressive. I mean, Florida was again supposed to be a contender with that baseline back and everything. I thought Florida State was really impressive. But I was impressed by Wake Forest. I thought Wake really played well in that game. I think they should have won. They got a little careless late, maybe took a couple ill-advised shots. And by the way, I'm not saying Mara didn't change any shots. I mean, he's 7'3", 7'4". Right. Of course he's going to change shots.
Yeah, just puts his hands in the air.
Just stand friggin' there and change his shots. But I'm not looking at that team thinking, oh God, they've got Mara and Elliot Cadeau. They're the sixth best team in the country. I don't know. From what I watched last night, Chad, they'd have to go a long way to be the sixth best team in the country. Because I don't 20 maybe, but not six.
Yeah, and I'll close it. I think the ACC needs a good year in basketball. Yeah. I don't know if it will end 100%. Up happening this year, but I do think it looks better, but again, as you said, I think you mentioned me a few weeks ago, I want to see what it looks like after the SEC, ACC challenge, and then you can kind of gauge where you're at. So anyway, take care.
Yep, thanks, Jen. Yeah, no question. This league, especially given this football season, which is not going to end well, this league desperately needs to be good in basketball. I think that's why Krzyzewski's talking too. I think that's part of it. I think Krzyzewski resents that this league moved away from basketball and became something less for football. I understand why they did it, but I don't think Krzyzewski likes it. There's There may be a little evil element of that. Maybe I'll get to that tomorrow. I have a story to tell you about the Louisville coach, Jeff Brohm. I'm going to get to that. Let me get to Bengal John. John, how are you, John?
Walt, I have good news, but I'll as things happen, I'll take it off the air, but I'll let you know about it later.
Okay.
Anyway, did you see the plus 200 for Nick Saban?
Does this mean you have a coach? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's me personally.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. That's better.
Did you see the plus 200 for Nick Saban?
I did not. I thought that ship had sailed.
$17.8 million, and he gets to hire his successor. And
wait a minute. I thought, John, didn't you just tell me the other day that ship had sailed, that was over?
Walt, there's so much turmoil in Baton Rouge. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You can't pay Brian Kelly, and you're going to pay Nick $17.8 million?
I'm just telling you what's came about today.
All right.
And Lane Kiffin is plus 375. Are you kidding me?
Well, wow. So Nick Saban is now the favorite at LSU?
The favorite at LSU.
Wow. How about that?
And he said in a press conference today, I would consider as long as it makes sense. You remember 2 weeks ago he was like, I'm
$18 million a year. You know what? If you want to know why college players have won all these battles and why they're going to always be paid now and why it's going to be impossible to put the genie back in the bottle, it's because of this. You have a school like LSU,
exactly,
who's going to pay one dude $53 million to go away, and meanwhile they're already hiring another dude for $18 million a year.
Exactly.
Amazing. Amazing. If this happens, man, this is giving the player so much friggin' ammunition. It just is. It's just, you know.
It's wrong, Walt.
Oh, it is. It is. It is wrong, John. John, I got to run. It's great talking to you. Call me again tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. That's no good. Standing water in the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. And that's not good. You don't want to breathe moldy, mildewy air. That's no good. No. You gonna walk around your house with masks on? Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. I have a really interesting Jeff Brohm story. It has nothing to do with him re-upping at Louisville. I'll tell you what that is on the other side.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security Disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid, or low-income subsidy, and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Touching hands.
Underdog! Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're all back. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher and lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I'm not in yet tonight, but I will be, of course, because I'm in every night. I love NBA live in-game action. I love all NBA play. I think you get great value. And by the way, you get a little primer. You can click on a player's name when you see the player's name, and you scroll down, and it will tell you what they did in their last five games. So you know whether they're hot, cold. You don't have to go elsewhere to track it. It's right there. Just click on the player's name, scroll down, and it will give you that information. So, again, you'll know. And quite honestly, you can pick up some trends. Like, there are some guys who are odd-even guys. Like, they play well one night, badly the next night, well the night after that, and you can they just sort of go like that. You know, and you can actually track this stuff and lead you to make some decisions. But I love live in-game Underdog on NBA especially because I already know what way the game is going. Like, I made a couple picks the other night in a game I lost. The game turned out to be a blowout. The Knicks blew out Memphis. It didn't help my cause. You know, and so live in game, you already know whether the game is close, and you also know who's hot and who's not, and those kind of things. You know the way things are tracking. So I like live in game. I have done really well on live in game on Underdog. Last night I went 0-2 live. That was two nights ago. I went 0-2 live in game. Was 0-2, whatever it was. But that's rare. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE. So, again, I know I'll bounce back tonight. Use promo code ROADRAGE to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Get $100 bonus right now when you play your first $5. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18+, present South Carolina, term supply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/explain, get terms, _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll thank me later. Matt's a big-time Underdog player. Matt loves the Underdog.
Matt. I do love the Underdog. Yeah. I do love the Underdog, Walt. And I thought that was funny how you was like, let me tell you about Underdog, yeah, because I knew I was the next caller after that.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna hold you for a minute. I won $98 on four basketball picks last night.
That's awesome.
Continue them. But look, the college, I don't know too much about these college basketball teams tonight, but I'm a degenerate, I bet anyway. Do you know anything?
Play. Anything.
The basket or the football games tonight, the college games that's taking place tonight. There's like three different games.
Yeah, I honestly, Matt, I haven't had a chance yet to look at them. I haven't had a chance. I'll probably.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I'll probably do that as soon as I, you know, I don't like just picking things out of a hat. I've got to look at it and think about it and digest it and look at the actual numbers on Underdog and see what they have and what they're offering.
Yeah, I love Underdog, dude. It's been nothing but good to me. Yep. A couple callers ago, your caller said something about driving to North Carolina. I'm like, download Underdog, dude.
That's right.
All right, Walt, I enjoy your show, man.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, so I have a story for you. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi, and then I'll tell you my story. Lake Kiwi, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. That's all combined. That's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. And now it's the time to get the best deals of the whole year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. And their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. By the way, you can compare and contrast. You can test drive them both. You can test drive them all. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates. You get it? Blocking, Ramona. Tackling, blocking with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive, Ramona. Make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. It's Lake Kiwi, and you will 100% thank me later. All right, now, the story. Everyone heard today that Jeff Brohm has re-upped at Louisville. That's a well-known news story. I'm going to give you one that's not as well-known about Jeff Brohm and about his quarterback, Miller Moss. I bumped into this last night. I have not seen this anywhere else. I have not heard this anywhere else. I don't know if this is news somewhere else. Get this story, Ramona.
Yeah.
Texas man charged with multiple crimes. You know who Clemson's playing this week, right? They're playing Louisville and coach Jeff Brohm and quarterback Miller Moss. That's right. On Friday night.
Right.
Texas man charged with multiple crimes for allegedly targeting Louisville coach Jeff Brohm.
What?
Court records show. A grand jury indicted Texas resident Brian S. Mandel over alleged threats directed at the Louisville football head coach Jeff Brohm, his family, his quarterback Miller Moss, and others. The Louisville Courier-Journal, citing court documents, reported that Mandel was indicted on multiple counts of second-degree terroristic threatening and a separate count of attempted extortion. This is a very strange story right before a big football game. A Jefferson Circuit Court judge issued a warrant for Mandel's arrest. As of Tuesday evening, he had not been taken into custody. Court records show that his bond was set at $100,000. The alleged extortion charge stems from Mandel possibly attempting to obtain property of a value of $10,000 or more from Moss by threatening to inflict bodily injury.
What?
On the
That's
quarterback.
Insane.
That attempting to threatening to inflict bodily injury on Miller Moss, the quarterback. I'm sorry. Just listen to this sentence again. The alleged extortion charge stems from Mandel possibly attempting to obtain property of a value of $10,000 or more from Moss by threatening to inflict bodily injury. Oh, Ramona, do I have questions? Okay, what on earth are we talking about? What, first of all, what does Miller Moss have in Louisville that some dude in Texas would know about that's worth more than $10,000 that he's threatening to beat the crap out of Louisville's starting quarterback to attain?
This is weird. They don't say any of that?
No. Now, first of all, let me say this. I don't know who this dude in Texas is, but I'd probably bet on him against Miller Moss if it would get to a fight.
Oh.
That shows you my disdain for Miller Moss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this leads to all sorts of freaking questions. I'm sorry, this guy's threatening Louisville's coach, his family, the starting quarterback at Louisville. What does Louisville have to do with a dude in Texas? How are these two parties even connected at all? I'm like lost. And it's not like Miller Moss played in Texas. He went from USC to Louisville. The alleged, again, this line, just totally mysterious. The alleged extortion charge stems from Mandel possibly attempting to obtain property of a value of $10,000 or more from Moss by threatening to inflict bodily injury. Brian Brohm, Jeff's relative, was among those, brother, who was allegedly targeted by Mandel. A copy of the indictment stated the threats were made between November 8th and 9th. So this dude has also threatened Brian Brohm. He's threatening other members of the family. The Cardinals suffered an overtime defeat to the California Golden Bears on Saturday in Louisville. That line's puzzling. Why is that line thrown in there? Are you saying this had something to do with that? Did this guy, are we talking about a dude who bet on them and lost? Is that what
That's
we're talking about?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Because again, we have a new issue then. If we're talking that this dude gambled on Louisville
and then lost
and now he wants
his money from them.
Right.
Man.
But. So I don't know. Is that why he's attempting to allegedly extort the quarterback, Miller Moss? Does he have Does he have reason to think Miller Moss threw the game? Ramona, look up. I don't know if we have time. Look up the stats for Miller Moss on Saturday. I don't know how you know, because he basically sucks all the time. An unnamed university police officer is listed as the complaining witness. A motive for the alleged crimes remains unclear. A detailed narrative was also not included in the indictment. I mean, what are we trying to keep all this on the down low? What is going on here? An athletics department spokesperson said the university will remain in communication with authorities throughout the investigation. We commend law enforcement for their swift and decisive action addressing this matter. A statement from the media relations department read, threats of violence have no place in our community or in sports, and we'll continue to work closely with authorities to ensure a safe environment for all. Oh, I have questions, Ramona. I have absolute questions. What's the mystery?
What the heck?
Right. What is the mystery? Why is there no accounting of what exactly this was? What's the mystery in the language? I mean, and then again, they just randomly throw this line in. There's like no reason for this line to appear in this conversation. They randomly throw this line in. The Cardinals suffered an overtime defeat to the Golden Bears on Saturday in Louisville. I mean, we've had this gambling conversation tonight. Is that what we're talking about? Are we talking about the fact that this dude placed a big bet on Louisville and now he wants...
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I'm thinking that he...
You know, that would be...
Yeah, look, here's the thing. I'm thinking that we're not talking about a Stradivarius violin that Moss owns.
That's what it is.
Right. This is idle speculation on the part of Road Rage at the end of the show. But in the idle speculation category,
with the gambling,
it just all sort of correlates, does it not? And if so, does this dude think that, does he think Louisville threw the game? Is that now all? Everybody who bets and loses, they always think their team threw the game.
Or
okay.
He just, you know, was mad because he lost.
Maybe. But and again, he said it says attempting to extort something of $10,000 value. I don't know. Did dude bet $10,000 on Louisville to beat Cal and lay the 20 points? I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't have any concept, because they're not giving us anything, but that's odd in itself. This is a really big behind-the-scenes story that I've not heard anyone tell, and I bumped into it randomly last night. We'll probably talk about it a little more tomorrow. We'll get your thoughts. I'm done. Stay tuned for Ashby.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles